Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you'll need at the prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply. Hey guys, have you ever wondered what happened to the legendary Chuck Norris? I saw a video he made and I was shocked. He is in his 80s, still kicking butt, working out, staying active. He looks like he's got more energy, can work out longer, even has plenty of that energy left over for his grandkids, and he did this by making one change. He said that he still feels like he's in his 50s. His wife even started doing this thing too. She's never felt better. She says she feels 10 years younger, her body looks leaner, has energy all day, and Chuck's made a 20-minute video explaining step-by-step how anyone can do this same thing to see incredible changes in their health. Staying active is important. Moving around keeps you feeling good. Making sure that you take care of your gut health, your digestion, just overall, is also very important. Right now, you can go to mymorningkick.com/Fightful. Watch Chuck's video right now. That's mymorningkick.com/Fightful. Check out what Chuck Norris has to say. What's got him feeling so good these days? He explains everything, and you won't believe how simple it is.
Hi everyone, welcome to the Fightful Predictions Show for SummerSlam 2023. My name is Stephanie Chase and joining me is Rob Wilkins. Rob, thank you for joining me. How are you today?
I'm doing great. Thanks for having me. I appreciate it.
Yeah, I'm so glad to have you on here. I absolutely love SummerSlam. It's my favorite WWE pay-per-view, and SummerSlam was the first WWE pay-per-view I ever watched. So I think that's why it holds like a special place in my heart. What about you? How are you feeling like for this month's show? How excited are you?
You know, whenever it comes to the big four, I'm always like excited for it. Always excited for it. There's always a big show. I've always been more loyal to the Royal Rumble. So the Royal Rumble and SummerSlam are always my two go-tos. WrestleMania is also like special, but I put that in its own class.
Yeah,
because it's just the big one. So when it comes to these two, it's like Christmas. Mm-hmm. It's one of my favorite days of the year. So I'm excited. This show's going to be great, I think.
Yeah, I think it's going to be awesome. I'm just going to close this door behind me. I'm actually in an Airbnb and it appears to be haunted. Door has just opened by itself, so that's nice. But yeah, I'm on the road. I was last night in London. I was at the launch party for TNT Sports, because I don't know if you know this, Rob, but WWE is now on TNT in the UK.
Yeah,
because Sports has become TNT, so now it's WWE on TNT in the UK, which is like totally bizarre. But yeah. But I did get a party out of it. I got free drinks and free food out of that. So, you know,
there you go.
And Sheamus was there. So, like, that was the only wrestling thing that Sheamus was there.
Very cool.
But what's your, if you had to pick one, what's your favorite SummerSlam of all time?
Okay. Well, this is very hard because SummerSlam 1997 was probably my favorite. Or was it 98? SummerSlam 97, I believe, was my favorite one. That was, I think, Heart and Soul.
Yeah.
So that one, it's a, that one was my favorite one because that was just the beginning of Bret Hart and the Shawn Michaels feud. And yeah. I'm a Bret Hart guy. I've always been a Hitman guy. And my favorite match of SummerSlam, my favorite SummerSlam match, and one of my favorite matches of all time is SummerSlam 1991, Bret Hart versus Mr. Perfect. So that one goes to it. It's really hard because SummerSlam 97 just plays a big part because that was the first pay-per-view I ever first SummerSlam I ever purchased on my own. So that one plays a big part for me too.
For me, I think I'm gonna like betray the entire UK because I think they would all think I'd say Wembley SummerSlam, but no. My favorite is SummerSlam 98. That is the first WWE pay-per-view I ever like. I was actively into WWE when it was happening. So I remember like it being recorded at night. And then it was like, you know what, Christmas Eve when you're a kid and you can't sleep because you know Santa's coming. Well, I wasn't allowed to stay up for this. So it was being recorded, but I couldn't sleep because I was worried that the recording wouldn't work. So SummerSlam 98 is my favorite. It has like so many great moments I'll always remember, like Sable unveiling Edge as her mystery partner and then like never speaking to him again. That's just like that's the iconic moment of Edge's career that I remember that I don't think people talk enough about. You know, it had the Mankind and in the dumpster, it had a bit of DX band, it had The Rock and Triple H in a continental title match, which is my favorite ladder match still ever. So SummerSlam 98, like that's the one for me. But it's 2023 and we have a SummerSlam to get into. And we're going to be giving you our predictions, guys. And you can let us know your predictions by sending in a chat and we will read them out. And let's start. Let's start with the Battle Royal, the sponsored by Slim Jim Battle Royal. We're going back to Slim Jim and WWE working together. They haven't announced anyone for this but LA Knight.
Yeah, LA Knight.
LA Knight, Sheamus, Tommaso Ciampa, Nakamura, Otis, and Chad Gable, I think, have just been announced.
Oh, okay. But
for me, I'm going to go just like straight in with LA Knight because he's so popular. He doesn't have a singles match on this card, which is absolutely wild to me. I was there at Money in the Bank to see how popular he was, how much the crowd are behind him. So I have to give WWE the benefit of the doubt and say that they have something big planned for him. And I think, therefore, I think he's going to win this Battle Royal. What do you think, Rob?
I do, too. I think LA Knight's going to get this victory. I think they're finally going to give in. I think they know they have to, because that four filled crowd is going to go nuts for them.
Yeah.
It's just something you have to do. I think this is the time. And I know WWE has a tendency to make people wait. Well, they've waited long enough. The Royal Rumble's when a lot of this started with him, from what I remember. And that's a long time.
Yeah. The Royal Rumble, the last Saudi show, like it really took off. And then having him at Money in the Bank in the UK, I think even increased everything. And if we look at like where SummerSlam is, it's like the road, you know, beginning to WrestleMania once it's over. And you want to think that they're going to showcase him there in some way. So I think, yeah, this Battle Royal is set up for an LA Knight to win. Absolutely. So that's both of us there with LA Knight for the Battle Royal. Next, we have a women's match. Ronda Rousey versus Shayna Baszler. I'll let you start in this one, Rob. Who do you think is winning that?
Because the rumors of rumors of Ronda leaving after this, I have no choice but to go with Shayna Baszler getting this win. I just can't see it going Ronda's way. I think Ronda's putting Shayna over. I think that's what she wants to do. If there were no rumors about her leaving, I think it would be opposite. I think they're going with Shayna. I think this is a good way to like push Shayna to the moon. This is your chance, and this is how you do it.
Yeah, I've always been a big fan of Shayna ever since I first saw her in NXT. And I remember interviewing her a long time ago. And, you know, she's such close friends with Ronda. We've seen that in real life. We even saw that like when Ronda was on Total Divas. And I remember Shayna saying to me that her and Ronda just have dreamt up feuds, you know, with each other. And that was years ago. So I think now we're finally getting it. And I think, yeah, with Ronda on the way out, she's going to want to put her best friend over. I don't think I'd be saying that Ronda's losing if it was anyone else opposite her in the ring. And I don't think I would be saying that if there weren't these rumors about her leaving. But I think like this is it for Ronda. And honestly, what better way for her to go than to put over someone that she's not only friends with, but like has a lot in common with and really kind of needs to be pushed up the card in the women's division. So, yeah, I agree with you. I think that Shayna's winning this one.
And I do think at the end of this match, I think you're going to see the two embrace.
Yeah, me too.
So I think, because I think they can go a long ways with Shayna as a face, mm-hmm. in my opinion. I think they can go a lot further, but we'll see. It's going to be really interesting.
Yeah, she's got something about her where she's so tough and she's so legit, but I think she's a really good face as well. I think she also has like a slight underdog quality. Maybe that's even just because of how she's been used, but being there at Money in the Bank where they did that turn out of nowhere and it got such a huge reaction, and with her leaving, like if that's true, I could see why they did that at Money in the Bank to then get us to this point here at SummerSlam and like give her the farewell. But yeah, I think that they'll embrace or hug after, or like Ronda will raise Shayna's hand and point to her, like something like that is gonna at least have a bit of a happy ending, I think.
Yeah.
Next, we have a match for the Intercontinental Championship. Gunther, the champion, taking on Drew McIntyre. Drew, who returned at Money in the Bank. That was like a huge reaction inside in London, like for the return of Drew McIntyre. Always feel they're really behind Drew, and he's someone that I do expect big things for. But this reign of Gunther's, like, this is heading towards being a record-breaking reign, and he's doing so incredibly, and it's so amazing to watch them book a champion so right, keep the title on them for a long time. But like, not only any person, like Gunther, who, you know, I was watching in the UK for a long time before he ever came to WWE. It's like, you're still like, I can't believe they got Gunther right. That's what me and my friends say. Every time we watch a Gunther match, someone will say, I can't believe they're getting Gunther right. And I really think they are. And even with it being Drew, I don't see them taking it off him yet. I don't see this being the story. So I'm going to say Gunther, but what do you think?
You know, this is the same thing about us, like, knowing what's going on. So this isn't as this one's not as fun, because they want that record broken. They want him to have beat Honky Tonk Man's record. Yeah. And with it being so close, I just can't see them like saying no. I just can't see them. I was shocked to see, even though he didn't technically lose the match, I was shocked to see Gable last that 5 minutes on Raw this week.
Yeah.
That really shocked me. So that was actually pretty cool, I thought. I'm just curious to see. This would shock me, though, if Drew got it. And I think Drew would be a great Intercontinental Champion. It's just, if this was Survivor Series, I would say Drew, like 100%. I think it would be his time. That way you let Gunther do his thing, and then I think he would win the Royal Rumble. That's where I think he would be. But yeah. Because of where they're at, time frame, I have to go with Gunther. And you're right, they are using him perfectly, and they have not screwed him up.
Yeah, I think if we were doing this for a show once Gunther was past breaking Honky Tonk's record, then we could have a proper debate with it. But I think until he passes that milestone and becomes the longest reigning champion, I think he just has to be the guy that wins. I think it makes sense. Like, it will take them so long to build up anyone else to come close to beating that record that it's almost like you don't want to say they might as well just keep it on Gunther, but like, honestly, they might as well just keep it on him. I don't see the logic in changing it. From Gunther to Logan Paul versus Ricochet. I'll let you take this one first. Will Ricochet defeat Logan Paul?
No, Logan Paul will get this win. Logan Paul has needed a win.
Yeah.
Big time, and this is where they're going to give it to him. And I gotta say, Logan Paul has surprised me with taking the L's. WWE tends to let their celebrities go over, and this is the time they're going to let it, this is the time they're going to let it happen. And Ricochet is going to be fine. Ricochet's at that level where he's okay taking a loss because people love watching him. He's going to be okay. And I actually kind of hope that this irritates Ricochet to a level where he becomes a heel.
Uh-huh.
That's what I'm hoping this turns into for him. The Logan Paul is going to get this victory, and that's why that's what's going to happen. So
yeah, you're right. The fans are always really behind Ricochet and they always want something more for him. And this is like an excellent spot for him to be put in. And obviously him and Logan did that spot at the Rumble that just made everyone visualize what this could be as a match, these two going against each other. I think it's going to be a great match that they will have planned spots for so well, and they're going to be the spots that Logan can not only like definitely execute, but ones that will make him look amazing. And say, you know, you can say what you want about Logan Paul outside of the world of wrestling, but inside of WWE, he has done so much that he's just blown everyone's minds by how good he's been. And a lot of his stuff, you know, it's to do with like the planning and them letting him do like what he can do and stuff that he knows he's good at. And I think Ricochet is like a perfect opponent for him. He definitely needs a win quite desperately now, and Ricochet can afford to lose it. And I think that, yeah, Logan Paul is going to be the winner, but I think this is going to be probably like the actually best match of the night and the one that people will be like talking most about the spots of it. I think it's going to be like really great, but yeah, I gotta agree. It's going to be Logan Paul. Next up, let's do another women's match. We have a three-way triple threat for the women's championship. Asuka versus Charlotte Flair versus Bianca Belair. This one, I'm finding a little tough to call. I think that I was very surprised when they took the title off Bianca. Then there's the feeling that people have that Charlotte always wins. And then there's Asuka, and I think that Asuka has been doing really great, and I could actually see them keeping this title on her and moving her on to a new challenger, but keeping the Charlotte Bianca feud going. I don't know, I feel like that's kind of how I see it going. I don't see this title switching. But what about you? Do you see any involvement from an Io Shirai or anyone?
Well, that's where I was going. I think I think we're gonna see Io cash in, and I think what we're gonna see is, I think Bianca wins the title, but I think she loses it right away, and that sets her off like into a tailspin even further.
Yeah.
So I think that's what I think is going to happen.
That's what you'd like to see as well. Yeah. I think that would be a very like controversial moment. I think that would get like a lot of fans talking, seeing, you know, that happen to Bianca, especially with some of like the past moments that she's been in. Cause I was thinking that Io will cash in, but I was maybe thinking she'd do it with Asuka retaining and then move that on to a feud between the two of them. But I can definitely see like what you're saying, but I do think that would be a shocking moment. So do you think we leave SummerSlam then with Io Sky as a women's champion?
I do, and I do like your point about Asuka, like her beating Asuka for it.
Yeah.
I just think the story, the one way I could see it is if Charlotte costs Bianca.
Yeah.
Like, so basically Bianca wins it and Charlotte's pissed.
Mm-hmm.
And attacks Bianca afterward. And that's when EO cashes in. Something like that. That way. But yeah, but you're right. People would talk and people would be mad. But that's the thing. WWE wants people to talk.
Yeah.
And there's also the aspect of, will Bailey screw over EO? Because they've been hinting at it forever. So I want, if anything, I want EO to get that title and then have her feud with Bailey, because it wouldn't make sense for Bailey to, and granted, we know sometimes story-wise things do not make sense, but it would not make sense for Bailey not to let her win the title, and then, you know, because you want to get that title shot. So
yeah.
So we'll see. But I do think there will be a new champion on Saturday, and I think it will be EO.
We do at least need a successful women's cash in, like, at some point. So yeah. I'm still gonna stick with Asuka, but my second place prediction would be EO rather than Charlotte or Bianca. But I do think, like, the main positive that we can take out of that whole discussion that we just had is there's a lot of great directions that the women's division can go on and go in, and a lot of different storylines that we can do just coming out of the people involved in that match. And that's very good. Next, let's move on to the tribal combat for the undisputed WWE Universal Championship and recognition of Tribal Chief, Roman Reigns versus Jey Uso, finally happening here. Wow, this one, I don't know, man. I know that they've done so much with Jey. This storyline is super, super popular. I'm still enjoying it, and I'm still glad they've continued with it. I'm gonna pick Roman Reigns. I honestly don't see Jey beating him at this time. I don't see SummerSlam being the moment that Roman Reigns loses a title and Jey Uso is victorious. But what about you, Rob? Can you see that happening?
The thing is, every time I go against Roman Reigns,
you lose.
Yes, and yeah, it just doesn't matter. So it's one of those things where I think the story would be fantastic for Jey to win.
Yeah,
and I'm gonna go out on a limb here, and there's something there that just makes me wonder if Solo gets involved, like, mm-hmm. just something happens. So I'm probably going to be wrong here, and I'm okay with this because you got to take a shot here. So yeah. Let's go, Jey Uso. I'm doing it. I'm feeling like WWE, the bump here. I'm just making a prediction just to make a prediction here, but I honestly see, I could see the story. Again, this is something where people would be talking, like, holy crap. Like, and I know Cody Road fans would be just livid. I know that.
Yeah.
Because they think that he should have got it. And I do think he should have got it. But again, it wouldn't surprise me I'd give it less than 90. It's just so hard to say, but I just cannot. I want Jey to win. I'm going to go with Jey, but this is obviously the favorite is Roman going into it. I mean, I think 90 out of 100 times, if they decided tomorrow or on Saturday, I think 90 out of 100 times are going to go with Roman, but I think that 10% chance is there. So I'm going with it. I'm going with Jey.
I appreciate your heart and support for Jey. And I do think that he probably should win given the overall story, but I still, like, I can't see it happening. I see Roman holding that belt till Mania. And I see Cody being the person that takes it off him, even though I definitely think that he should lose it to to someone in the family, someone that's been in this entire story the whole time. But brave prediction. I wouldn't advise you to put any money on it, but then if Jake does win and you didn't put money on it, you will kick yourself.
Yeah, I've learned not to put money on wrestling. I did that when I was younger, and I just did it with friends. So it was one of those things like, no, I'm done. So, and it wasn't much money, but it was just, it's like, if you know, you're just giving money away at that point. So
that is true. Well, next up, we have Seth freaking Rollins versus Finn Balor for the World Heavyweight Championship, that other championship that they've got going on. this one, I mean, I'm just going to say it. I think this is Damian cashing in and becoming the new champion after the match with Finn losing. I think that's why we're doing this. What do you think? Do you see Finn winning or Seth retaining here?
I think shenanigans will get involved.
Yeah.
And they help Finn win. I think Dominic and Rhea and Damian help Finn win the match. And Damian shocks everybody and basically leaves Judgment Day that night because he takes advantage and takes Dominic out. Rhea shocked. He then takes out Finn and pins. And on Monday night, we'll see him open up Raw. He'll open up Raw, I think, with that title, Damian Priest.
See, I could see it that they are all conspiring to, like, kick Finn out.
So they're
all behind, you know, Damian and winning it.
And I just realized I just predicted two cash-ins, and that's not going to happen.
You see, I realized that too when I was, you know, thinking about the women's match, and then, like, I knew I was going to predict a cash-in for the men's match. I was thinking, are two cash-ins really going to happen? But, I mean, I would say that if Damian doesn't cash in, the angle at the end will show you that he is, like, whoever it is, whether it's Finn, which I think is unlikely then, or Seth, he's going to make it known that, like he's coming next. You know, like, if Finn wins, I could see him doing a, like, telling him he's a loser who couldn't do it, like, even second time round. And with Seth, I could give him, like, see him giving him, like, a real warning shot. But, I mean, if they're feeling, you know, exciting, it'd be pretty exciting to see two cash-ins in one show.
It would be. It would be. And I think it'd be very interesting. And
yeah.
They've already let Io carry that title, that briefcase, longer than anybody else on the women's side.
Yeah. And,
or except for Carmella. Carmella had it for a while, didn't she?
Yeah, she did have
it. Yeah, never mind. So, yeah, man, I would rather see both cash-ins, but now that I think about it, I can honestly see Seth Rollins winning it too. I really can. I can see Seth Rollins winning, and I could see Damian Priest doing it. It'd be kind of like retread, Damian Priest kind of costing Finn again, but that actually sets up their feud for a little while, and it kind of makes you forget about the Money in the Bank briefcase, and Seth can go do his own thing and see who he feuds with next.
Yeah.
Which, and I'm very curious to see who that is with. Maybe that's still with Finn and Damian. I saw somebody say in the chat that maybe a three-way match at Payback with Seth, Finn, and Priest. I could see that. I just, predicting that cash in earlier really, like, hurts my decision here. But maybe we do see.
See, I really want two cash ins now. Like, even just doing it, like, even knowing that it feels slightly unlikely. I'm just, because, like, why the heck not have two cash ins? You know, it's exciting. it's way better than doing it on like a, just a Raw or something. Like, I think, like I'm going for my number one choice, Damian, and my number two choice being Seth. Okay. I don't see Balor winning it unless he holds it for what, 5 minutes.
Yeah. Yep. And I'd be okay actually if they do it on Raw, because I'm gonna be at Raw on Monday.
Then they should do it on Raw. Yeah.
Like, so I'm fine with it if it happens. But yeah.
All right. Let's have Seth winning and Damian cashing in on Raw for Raw as the best outcome for all of this. Why do you not want to see EO cash in?
Well, I'm fine with it. Like, that's the thing. Like, I'm okay with it. It's whatever makes the event better is really what it comes down to. Yeah. Two cash-ins, you're right, would be I think
super exciting.
Yeah, because you're getting two in one night. You're taking two people take advantage of it. My thing is, I just hope they. And again, it's just me saying WWE making sense, which
yes,
is taking it. That's me just going on a limb there. But EO, I want to win the title, and I want her to have a feud with Bayley. I don't want it EO to cash in and not win it. That would aggravate me. That would aggravate everybody. So let her win the title, and that's the way to go.
All right, well, we've got one match left here. And just remember, guys, if you want to get any super chats in, I'd get them in now because we're wrapping up. And we're finishing with Cody Rhodes versus Brock Lesnar. Again, it's a rubber match. Cody, Brock has been that hurdle that he's been trying to fully get over. I think it has to be Cody. I think it absolutely has to be Cody. We just had the Cody documentary released. They are fully invested in Cody, telling everyone the story of Cody. Yes, it didn't make sense that he didn't win at Mania, but there is so much, you know, he's still so prominent. They're putting all this behind him. Even just like looking at the documentary, I think they're setting him up for that moment to come at the next Mania. And I think this is like the beast he has to slay. So 100% Cody.
Yes, I think Cody wins this. And more than anything, I hope, and my memory sucks, but they never really said why. I mean, granted, it's Brock, so he doesn't really have to have a reason.
Yeah.
But I would love for them to explain, like on Monday, why Brock just turned on him. I would love to see that it was Paul Heyman, like basically wanting Cody to move on from Roman or something. And that's why he did it. Like he got paid off. That's something I would like to see. But again, that would make too much sense. But yeah, Cody has to win here. They're putting everything behind him. They're putting that documentary behind him. They're putting him on TV. He's going to be on, I think he was on the Today Show just maybe today or tomorrow, one of the two. You just gotta, or maybe that was last week, but anyway, they're putting a lot of focus on him, you know. So I think you just have to, and Brock can take a little bit of a break until Survivor Series if that's what they want to do, or maybe he takes a longer break, but you go with Cody Rhodes here. I was really surprised that, and there's still time, I guess. I was really surprised that they didn't go with a gimmick match here, but
yeah,
Cody Rhodes gets the victory here.
Yeah, I absolutely think it's going to be Cody. They've put the whole machine behind Cody. They're like setting him up as the guy. Like he feels like the face of the company, even though he's not holding a belt, because he's the one going out there doing all the media. He's got the documentary. I know, like when I saw them earlier this year in Manchester, not at Money in the Bank, but the way Cody was interacting with fans, he's meeting all these fans before the show, meeting fans, like going around everyone at ringside after the show. Like, not only are they setting him up to be the face, but he's setting himself up to be the face and like show that he is that guy. And I think that, yeah, this is he has to get over the hurdle of Brock, and I think he'll be back on a journey towards the title. Like, I think, you know, he's probably going to win the Rumble again and try it again and finish the story against Roman. But I would love them to come up with like a great reason that, you know, makes sense of why Brock did what he did, and tying it into like Paul Heyman and everything would be like absolutely perfect as well. But yeah, but we are asking for logic from WWE. Yeah. What's more likely to ask for, like full logic and storylines being tied up, or two Money in the Bank cash-ins in one night?
Two Money in the Bank cash-ins is more is more likely than logic. And that's not trying to like crap on WWE, because we like watching WWE, but we just go what's we've seen history wise. Maybe they could do both. I don't know, but I just think it's going to be a good show. WWE has been delivering on their pay per views like crazy lately.
Yeah,
and
it's been so good recently. And it's not just this, you know, the Bloodline story carrying it. It's been the matches below that and some of the talent that they've really had. It's been people like Gunther and his performances. It's been people like Ricochet. It's been how they brought in Logan Paul. You know, it's been, it has been really undeniably great recently. And it's SummerSlam. It's, you know, biggest party of the summer. And I think that they're going to put on a really, really great card. If you had to pick one match before we go that you're like most excited for, that's the one that you're absolutely going to be like eating your best treats and drinking your best drink during, what would that one be?
Well, I'm going to go. So I think mine would usually be Roman and Jay, because I've just been enamored with that storyline, but I'm going to change it because I think that's too easy to go with. So I would say, I would probably say the Seth Rollins match is really intriguing to me with Judgment Day, to see what they do, because there's so many different options there with what they can go, what route they can go. If Seth Rollins walks away with that title, like where do they go? Who's next for Seth Rollins? Or is it still Judgment Day? Are they? I mean, that would be kind of, man. Okay, well, I think they should move on from that, but whatever. There's a lot they need to do with if Seth Rollins leaves with that title. I'm very curious to see what they do. That's the biggest thing, but I'm intrigued with Damian Priest and Finn Balor a lot, because I think no matter what happens, if Damian Priest cashes in on Seth Rollins after Finn Balor loses, Finn's going to be jealous. So it's just very intriguing. And I think what just gets me more than anything about this is I can't believe that we're not getting Trish and Becky. That aggravates me.
Yeah, that is really bad and strange. There's a very strange feeling around that.
Yeah, I don't get that. And I guess, I mean, we've reported on Fightful Select, so I don't want to give it out yet. But if they're going to be cut for time and stuff, I just was like, well, I don't know. It's just one of those things where I don't get it. Like, Becky Lynch is
the money
maker. So, and Trish Stratus is
that feud so much. Trish and Becky, I don't know why they've cut it, but I can't think of a really great reason where I'd be like, yeah, sure, that makes, you know.
Yeah, we'll see, but so
yeah, at least we do have, you know, two really good women's matches on the card. So I mean, we can celebrate that, but it sure would have been cool to have that as well. I'm most excited for, honestly, Ricochet and Logan Paul, because I do think that Logan always does something crazy, spectacular match. I think he's just fun to watch, and I think Ricochet will bring the best out of him. But when it comes to like most intriguing, especially after talking about it, I'm with you that Seth and Finn is like the most intriguing one to debate and think about where they can go with it. Some of these that we've done were so easy, like Ronda, Shayna, we're on the same page, and Gunther. But when it comes to Seth and Finn, I think that's the one that poses the most possibilities for what can go happen on the night and also what can happen in the future. So, yeah, I think that's going to be a really great one, too.
Do you think we will see any surprises?
Ooh, surprises. Gosh, like there's always something. You know, like Drew coming back with such a surprise at Money in the Bank, and then that whole John Cena moment. Mm-hmm. But I can't think of what they could do as a big surprise.
Yeah.
Is there something you're thinking?
I can see Rikishi kind of showing up, like not maybe really being involved. I mean, not getting
involved by appearing.
Yeah, but like just kind of like, just watching, like from like he just appears, kind of just watching and something like that as the father. I forgot what name they use, but the
like the elder.
Yeah, thank you. I could see something like that where he's watching. I've seen some really great people daydreaming with The Rock. Mm-hmm. Like I've seen a lot of like
we're really, always daydreaming of The Rock.
Yeah, I've seen that and. I love those. I love those ideas, but I'm like, come on. And
I do think if there's ever going to be a moment to, you know, further expand the family on TV, this is the moment, you know, bringing in your Rikishis, even bringing in The Rock and just, expanding that further, because you would think logically all these people would want a front row seat to this match, you know, if it means so much to them. So I do think, if they were ever going to do it, this is a pretty good time.
Yeah.
Yeah,
exactly. So it'll be interesting. I think we'll get one or two surprises, but nothing I know of. WWE's been really good about keeping those hidden. So I'm anxious. They'll do something. I'm sure.
Yeah. They'll do something. The level of surprise, we don't know. But yeah, I can see something happening. I mean, it is SummerSlam. Yeah. Well, I think that's it. Well, unless you have anything else, we've gone through everything.
Yeah,
predicted the surprises. So if any of those go through. Yeah. Well, thank you so much for joining me. It's been really great to chat with you, to break down this card, give our predictions. We're mostly on the same page, but we have got to have a really great discussion about it. So thank you so much. You want to tell everyone where they can follow you if they don't already?
Yeah, you can follow me on Twitter or X. I hate that. At Rob Wilkins. Otherwise, yeah, I know. Otherwise, I'm also on Instagram at Fightful Rob. I'm also on that Threads at Fightful Rob. On Fridays, I co-host a show on Fightful Overbook called Coexisting with Rob and Maggie. We have a good time. Tomorrow we'll be doing SummerSlam predictions as well. We do that every week or every pay-per-view.
Yeah.
And just, it's a big week to talk news. Lots of news this week. So we're going to have a good show tomorrow. And then Sunday I'll be co-hosting the Collision post-show because of SummerSlam. The Collision post-show got pushed back and there's some people that can't make it. So I was asked to co-host. So I will be on that.
Awesome. Everyone go follow Rob if you're not already, and absolutely go listen to Rob and Maggie. They have such a great show as well, and go support that. I'm Stephanie Chase. I'm on Twitter at Stephanie M Chase. I'm on Threads at Stephanie M Chase as well. I haven't got used to saying X. I haven't got used to Threads either. Like, these are things that I think as a society, we all have to collectively decide that we're saying X and collectively decide that we're moving to Threads. Like, before it happens, but You can find me on those apps at Stephanie M. Chase, Instagram too. I'm also on TikTok. I make a lot of TikToks about whatever's happening in the news that day. I was just because I've been on the road today, I was in a bar and I found out that All In is going to be on Fight. So I went into the bathroom to make a TikTok about that. So that's how I roll over on that app. And yeah, and you go follow me on YouTube at Stephanie Chase Wrestling, where I talk about a lot of wrestling stuff and Substack as well. But I want to thank everyone that watched us live. It was a really fun show. I'll be back here on Fightful for the prediction show for All In. Will be the next time you guys see me at the end of the month for the biggest show of my life, All In. I'll be in London, then I'll be in Chicago a week later doing that one too. So it's this is crazy. August is absolutely crazy. But yes, thank you guys so much for joining me, and thank you, Rob. And I will see you guys next time. Enjoy SummerSlam, everyone. Bye.
Bye. Thanks, guys.
Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.
For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.